I love beautiful things, and my house is full of them. Paintings, sculpture, musical instruments, and art books to rival a library. I'm a painter, and my studio is at my home, so much of the inventory of a life's work is also here. I live surrounded by vineyards and trees in a pastoral and soul-satisfying environment. I feel so lucky, and hardly a day goes by that I don't kiss the ground. Recently, I was driving on a twisty back road when suddenly fire trucks and emergency vehicles were screeching by. I was 10 minutes from my house, and the air was rapidly filling with smoke. I turned around to race home. The fire was on the next ridge. Sirens were blaring, and CAL FIRE planes were crossing the sky. Although the wind was blowing in the other direction, I knew that if they changed, my house could be gone, just like that. In that moment, all I cared about was saving my cat Lila and my dog Mo. I knew I couldn't save my work, so in an instant, I let it all go. I thought of those people you see on the news after a devastating fire takes everything they own, yet they seem grateful and calm, which always mystified me. But on this day, I understood it. Nothing mattered, not even my work, only my animals. Only life mattered. No things mattered. None of the irreplaceable objects I cherished couldn't be replaced. All I wanted was a guitar so that if I did lose everything, at least I could play the blues. So I threw a guitar in my back seat and got my animals and was ready to drive off and watch my house burn. I felt so peaceful and focused and free. Although there was time, I didn't load up suitcases with as much stuff as I could grab. I just let it all go. Fortunately, this turned out to be only an exercise, because thanks to the incredible work of CAL FIRE and the local firefighters here in the valley, the fire was soon completely contained, not even a blip on the radar of all the devastating fires that rage through California and the West. But for me, this is the day I became a monk and a blues man. With a perspective, I'm Adam Shaw.